Halo, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Corlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today live from RSA at San Francisco. So if you're here, you're in town, let me know, let's hook up. I present on Thursday on encryption if you want to see that. But today what I'm looking at is conditions in software that cause problems and whitelisting and blacklisting. Why? Because when we're trying to defeat the bad guys, so oftentimes we have to defeat the programs that they create. And when you think about it, if you ever created a program, it runs fine, right? It runs absolutely great until someone puts an input that you didn't expect, or there's a condition that wasn't within your model, right? Or an environmental variable that in your dev environment didn't get set, and then boom, your app blows up. So tip to you, use that exact same mentality to get ahead of the bad guys, ahead of the malware. If you can blow up their malware, if you can create conditions they did not expect, you're going to stop their malware and you're going to be able to detect and respond. A good way to do this is using things like whitelist and blacklist, specifically whitelist and blacklist in areas that they may not expect. For instance, if you haven't seen it, take a look. Windows Server now comes with a File Server Resource Manager, FSRM. And one of the things that this tool does, free tool, comes with Windows, check it out. One of the things it does is allows you to create file screens. So in other words, whitelisting or blacklisting based on file types. So you might say, hey, I've got this folder, and hey, this folder is used for Office documents, and hey, this folder is used all the time by my finance group. So I've got some ACL, some access for the finance group. I've got file screens that allow, you know, doc and Excel files, maybe a couple others, and I've got it set up so that only specific computers can talk to them, right? No more permissions. It's that screen, though, that's kind of interesting. If by screening, you prevent exceptions, or rather extensions of unknown files, when those extensions get created, it starts, stop, thou shalt not pass. And then the file can't get created, and then you get alerted, you know, as the administrator, that someone is trying to do something they shouldn't. So, for example, think of ransomware. Ransomware opens up a whole bunch of files off a file server, encrypts them, changes the extension, and removes the original file. That's not going to work. If you got file screens, it's going to prevent that file from being created. So a lot of ransomware will get stuck in a loop trying to create that first encrypted file, crash, recreate, and that will create a lot of traffic, a lot of alerts to you to go ahead and respond and act. So it gives some insight of what's going on. It creates a condition that the programmer did not expect, blows up the malware, and allows you to get ahead. Great example of whitelist and blacklist. Not often used, I don't think, in file administration, but it's there. Flip it on, check it out, see what it does for you. Got a good example of how you've been able to defeat some malware with something that they did not expect? Hit me up in comments, on social media, and have a good one.